is First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, with that, we head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Adam Jardy covered us on the Buckeye basketball front and for the Dispatch all season long. And now this Luther news over the weekend, Adam, did this surprise you when you heard it?
Yeah, it surprised me. I'd heard some rumblings that maybe the roster wasn't totally set yet, but I mean, this is a dude that, I mean, the way that he plays, and I think the role that he had on this team, I think you felt like this was a guy that was going to be around for 4 years, and you're really going to get to kind of fall in love with his game. So yeah, I was surprised.
Adam, what is it with these guys and the transferring? Is this, you know, we were discussing it last segment a little bit. Is it just college basketball 2020? Is it is there a problem with the type of players that are being recruited by Holtmann? Is it people whispering in these guys' ears that they're all NBAers, right? And they're looking around at maybe minutes and stats. Like what? Or is it a combination of all those things? What is it that's leading to so many of these kids transferring out of the program? Because ideally you would like most of these guys to stick around, right? And you'd like to have them as depth and to build a team.
Sure, yeah. And it hurts to lose a guy that you've relied on heavily for 2 years. I mean, the guy started, you know, since he got to Ohio State. So, that's a tough loss. I think all of that is true to an extent. I mean, certainly, I mean, there were almost 1,000 transfers in Division I basketball last year. And I think the number's already close to 700 this year. It's interesting with this time period right now where these guys aren't on campus. They're not with their teammates. They're not with their coaches. They're all at home. I'll be interested to see what the final transfer totals look like this year, because I do think you're going to have people that are going to be in these guys' ears saying, hey, man, you know, you could be doing more somewhere else. I think you're going to have, you know, that might increase the turnover across the sport. Although having said that, I've heard that the people around Luther weren't necessarily pushing for this either. I think there was a real sense that being preached to him that, you know, you've got a good thing going and you should probably stay there. But ultimately, this was his decision.
You know, Adam Jardy joining us covers the Buckeyes for the Dispatch on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Some of this is the price of doing business, right? This is college basketball in 2020. You're going to have – we have this portal, and there's 300 kids or whatever in there every year, and you pick and choose, and Ohio State can benefit from this and has in the past and probably will again this offseason as they, you know, try to poach guys from other teams. And this is just part of the job. But then the other thing I think about is now this is three players – for Holtmann in a month and a half here with DJ and Gaffney and now Luther. And all of the circumstances are different, but that feels like something to me too.
Yeah, and it's totally fair to look at this and say that each one of these situations is different and they have nothing to do with each other, and also to look at it and say losing three guys in a month and a half is not a good look. And I think that those can both be accurate. I think that the thing that I've been sort of running through my head since this happened yesterday is I keep getting the question, is something wrong inside this program? Clearly something must be amiss if these guys are leaving. But I think back to what it was like watching this team pick itself off the mat last season and the way that they played down the stretch and the closeness and the camaraderie that was legitimately on this team and on this roster. If you were around this team, you could feel it. And actually, I spoke with CJ Walker last week for a story that'll be running in the next day or two. And he spoke on that, and just that this team, these guys really care about each other and trusted in each other. I don't think that those things would be true, and I don't think that this team would have won 9 of its last 12 games after the season fell apart if something was inherently wrong inside the program. So that's what I keep coming back to, that yes, it's a bad look to lose three guys and all top 50, top 70 guys. I mean, that's a tough thing to wrap your head around. But I don't think that this tells me that there's something drastically wrong with the Ohio State program that we don't know about.
Adam, with Caleb declaring for the NBA draft again, seems like the yearly deal now. Are they now? He's trying to maintain his eligibility and go through this process. Are they banking on him leaving?
I think at this point, I think they would be surprised if he came back, because I think it's been. I mean, he put in the work, he put in the effort, and the end goal was to get in the NBA this year, and so he has that opportunity right now. Obviously we don't know how that's going to work out with the draft and things like that, but I think if you're Chris Holtmann right now, you probably have to prepare and just say we're not expecting Caleb to be back. If he comes back, you take that and you're excited about that and you build around that, but I think right now, yeah, I would say they're probably expecting that he will not be back.
Very good stuff, Adam, as always, my friend. How you doing on the self-quarantining, the self-distancing? How's it going at your house? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm pleased that we've gotten through one phone call without the kids screaming at me. It seems like they're great until I get on the phone, and then they find some reason to get upset with each other, which I'm sure you guys can relate to. But yeah. Otherwise, we're healthy, and we're enjoying our family time and trying to make the most out of all this.
All right, very good, buddy. Appreciate your time, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Stay safe.